it was the mid-1970s when Time magazine offered you the cover if you would agree to come out to
that, right,
for them. And you thought about it and ultimately declined. What do you think you would have happened back then if you'd agreed to do that?
Well, I don't know, and I'll always wonder about that. I think that was in 75, and I think Ellen didn't come out until 95,
mm-hmm,
and she paid a price for it, mm-hmm, although she certainly has surmounted everything and ended up triumphant in her career and so on. So it would have been a positive in terms of the movement, but for how long, I don't know, or how soon it would have come on the heels of that. In some ways, I wanted to do it so badly, but I was also a bit offended that it wasn't for my work or as an actress or a comedian. It was just to be they needed a gay person, and who they wound up using was a service member of one of the armed services. Matlovich was his name. And it was really just a story about how many gay people there are in the world. And I was just ego enough that I wanted to be acknowledged for, you know, what I did. In 77, I got the cover anyway with my first Broadway show. And back in those days, it was a big coup if your publicist could pull off Time and Newsweek. And you had to keep it a secret from one from the other. And she almost did it. And she was like the preeminent publicist who could get this done. She'd done it like two or three times in the past. And anyway, it didn't work out because Newsweek found out and they put someone else on the cover. But inside there was two big stories in Time and Newsweek. And one of them said that I shared a house in the Hollywood Hills with writer Jane Wagner. And Jane was very often there, and I was never secretive.
Mm-hmm.
But people just didn't write about stuff like about your sex life unless they really were kind of out to skewer you.
Right.
And then the other one said that I lived alone in the Hollywood Hills or something like that. So I'm saying even those people at that time held back on writing about the fact that, well, Jane was always there. And I've always referenced Jane, but I never like made a big case out of it.
Terry Gross from Fresh Air asked you, if I had asked you, Lily Tomlin, in 1989, whether you were gay, she said, what would you have said back then? Terry Gross chose not to ask the question at the time. And there was a long pause, and then you said, well, I guess I would have told you the truth. And you are this sort of amazingly direct, honest person, and yet you've navigated this world as a comedian early on. There were certain things that you couldn't do. You couldn't curse, and, you know, men would pat you on the head. And how do you navigate all that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they think I deserve all that. I mean, it seems attractive when you're saying it, but it's hard for me to receive it. Because it doesn't feel absolutely the truth. You know, I think when I look back, I think, well, I could have done much more, and I should have. And yet I was always looking out for myself, too. So that's the truth of it. I appreciate what you said. And I did try. I did try in many, many instances to be forthcoming and to be direct. And I was on the View, and Barbara said to me, she said, Lily, you've never married. Have you just never met the right guy? And I said, Barbara, now you and I both know that's not the reason. See, I was always able to be nimble in my language.
Mm-hmm.
Like in that instance, I just threw it back in Barbara's court.
And what did she do?
She kind of changed the subject. I don't remember what she did. She didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple weeks later, I was on Hot Topics, you know. Lily and Jane, couple for 40 years or whatever it said. I don't know what it said. But I had done an interview with Us Magazine, and Us Magazine is not the pinnacle of journalism. And the fellow who was interviewing me, he was just really direct with me. He said, well, what about your relationship with Jane Wagner? You guys have been together for blah, 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 and all that stuff. And I said, yes, that's true. I said, I certainly wouldn't disavow that, you know, but that was like in 2000 or something. So I didn't really have a lot to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he knew that. Maybe he thought, well, it's about time that someone outs you in a big way, you know, in a kind of black and white way.
Was there any backlash for you?
No, not that I think. No, I don't think there was. There might have been with my mom. My mother was an adorable person, but she's from the South. She's from Kentucky, and she's fairly fundamentalist. And she always was hoping that I wouldn't embarrass her.
And
by
you're...
God, I wound up embarrassing her. But she was okay. She suffered through it. She was living in Palm Springs at that time.
And did she know? Did you come out to her? Did she know that you were gay long before that?
She knew it. I never came out to her. I just lived my life. I've been with Jane for almost 45 years. In March, it'll be 45 years. So that's a long time. That's a long time to have a roommate.
Well, Lily Tomlin, thank you so much once again for taking the time today to talk with me.
Well, thank you, Rachel. I really enjoyed talking to you.